Very happy to be joined right now by the Browns' new offensive coordinator, Brad Childress. Brad, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Been here once before, same seat, like you said.
Exact same seat. I was going to say welcome back to the show because when you were last here, it was August, and you were part of the training camp tour with SiriusXM Radio, Pat Kerwin, Tim Ryan. You were part of that trio, so you left the media to go straight again and come back into the NFL as a coach.
Yeah, how about that? That was a great tour from here to Pittsburgh to the Hall of Fame, which it'd be great if every NFL football coach could see that with their own eyes. I know it's made for TV, but it was a great time.
It reminds us what we're – it kind of just gets you back to what the game's about and I think takes you back to that old school. I think everybody should do that, especially younger players too, right? A reminder of what they're part of.
Yeah, because you can't get a feel for the emotion. I know, the TV is great, but just to see the setup and
yeah. –
What it means to the people there, that it's something.
No, it's a nice feeling. You're absolutely right. Right down the road in Canton. Well, you're here in Cleveland, and I want to start first with the fact that for you, what does this opportunity mean? You've been a head coach in this league previously with Minnesota. You've served in this capacity before when you were with the Philadelphia Eagles. You've done position coaching in this league. A long career, the 33 years this is now for you of coaching football. What does this stop mean to you right now as you look at it?
Well, it's always exciting this time of year, and particularly exciting to have this opportunity to be with people that you know something about, that you've seen when everything hits the fan. You know what they know. You know what kind of good people they are, people that you trust. They're good people as well as good coaches and administrators and personnel people. You know, that's what it means to me.
Yeah, being with Pat Shurmur, with whom you worked in Philly, Tom Heckert, Mike Holmgren, you got history with these men and know them well in this league. But I think you said it best, when it hits the fan and how they'll react. You already have that sense of that. Because hitting the fan is almost a daily occurrence in this job.
Well, it is, and you know, particularly I know from having sat in the head coach's seat that all of a sudden you can be going 180 degrees from what you came in the building wanting to do that day. There's things that require your attention, but I'm excited to get back and get hands on and get back coaching football. It's what I do.
And you stepped away from it last year after leaving the Vikings. And I remember you said this in August, that it was a good thing to get out of that box you were in and look at it from the outside. So you had a full season to do that. What did that do for you? What was that refreshing period like?
Well, it's really a step away when you can pay attention to college football. You can pay attention to the global NFL as opposed to be, you know, laser pointed at one area and, mm-hmm. and one team and one emphasis. It kind of hit some things home about how crazy these games are, how 85% of the time they're going one way to beat you and you're trying to hold on, or you're going the other way to beat them. What a great product it is, how competitive it is. And then, you know, you got a chance to look at trends. You got a chance to look at other coaches just in some of the training camp visits that you never get an opportunity to do. At high school, you go to clinic with college guys that know more than you. In college, you go and clinic with pro guys. Pro guys, it's kind of a closed fraternity. Guys will share, but they won't share that much. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be able to go out there and see it with your own eyes and listen to who's saying what to who. Really refreshing that way.
The importance of you and Pat Shurmur seeing things the same way offensively, speaking the same language, for sake of a better way to describe it, we get it. I mean, that's obvious, and you would get that. It would have made no sense for him to hire an offensive coordinator who was a just completely different system and that he didn't really know. So his history with you, pretty common thing in coaching to bring those relationships together again in jobs. But if you could explain as best, with as much detail as you can, as to what that really means, what is it that you both sort of see, know, share, and how will that manifest itself in the jobs you do?
Well, the first thing to say is that Pat is a great human being, a great person. So that means something from my standpoint. I would hope he feels somewhere close the same way. The second thing is he's a heck of a football coach, coached in the offensive line, coached tight ends, coached quarterbacks, really, you know, all the people that surround the football. He took my job as a quarterback coach when I became the offensive coordinator. He was ready to do that, not unlike a guy like Andy Reid, who was the tight end coach and then at a point in time became the quarterback coach there for Brett Favre. So they have similar career paths. He understands, if you will, the system that I'm familiar with, that he's that he knows that I'm familiar with. And I would liken it to when you saw Brett Favre go to the New York Jets. He had spoken, he was a Frenchman. He spoke French for 16 years of his NFL career. He goes to New York, and they're speaking Portuguese. And so he's trying to dibble and dabble in it. For a while it was good. But I venture to say that when he came back to Minnesota, we were back speaking that same French. And so you're on the same page immediately. It's not like, oh, you called that this, we called that that. There's some tweaks that different people take, but the language is exact in some forms.
The terminology, the names of plays, or at least as close
concepts. Protection, route running, run scheme, very, very, very similar.
We're visiting with Brad Childress, the new offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And as it relates to this Browns team, there's been a one-year exposure, because that's the 1 year that Pat Shurmur has been here, of this offense, to that West Coast. And I know that means it's not a blanket term that covers everything. That evolves, that has tweaks, that has changes. So his version of it, which is essentially your version of it too, are very similar to what you guys both see it as, correct?
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's fair to say. And we'll see. I've seen already where it's kind of started to go a different direction with a few different concepts. But that's just growing within the system, that there's different ways to do things, as all those West Coast proponents have shown you.
So the players who have been part of that, and particularly, I know it's obviously it's important for everybody on offense, but the quarterback. And the guy we know right now, because he was the guy who started most of last year, Colt McCoy, his learning process. How do you view him in being through this 1 year with Pat Shurmur, even though he will be going into his third season as a pro quarterback? How do you see Colt McCoy in this learning process?
You know, I see him as really a second-year player. I know that he was drafted. He came in late in the year and ran around a little bit and made some plays, and then the system changed. So he only really has 1 year and not even the benefit of the mini camp, OTAs, training camp. He was learning on the run with everybody else. So probably the biggest improvement you've seen, far more than anything that I'm able to add or do, is that he's going to be second year in the system, and he's going to be able to see it in his mind's eye, as opposed to thinking about it on the way to the line of scrimmage, as opposed to learn all the things that are going on the defensive side.
And to your specific role, if you could sort of describe the things that you do. I mean, people hear offensive coordinator and they say, okay, he's in charge of the offense, but there are many layers, I think, to this job. And if you could explain, it's designing and putting together, obviously, a playbook, or having influence on that playbook that Pat Shurmur has a big hand in as well. How that part, and the part of hands-on coaching with the quarterback, and who else? I mean, if you could just kind of give me a sense of how you'll be carrying out your duties.
Yeah, I think the offensive coordinator always is going to have some voice with the quarterback, and, you know, particularly in a position that you've coached. You've coached that before. You can't coach over the top of Mark Whipple. Pat's always going to have a word with the quarterback because that's his expertise. And I will too. There's such a thing as too much information. I'm sure I'll be downstairs installing the plays, and you want to do it exactly as he sees it. But I know that we're all training the same concepts, and at the end of the day, right now when we're going through scheme evaluation and I'm sitting with the rest of the staff all day long, if there's questions that come up and say, well, we didn't say it like that, or are we doing it this way, you know, we're making sure that everybody's on the same page saying it exactly the same way.
Okay. And the other part of this is you're still getting to know this team. You're still getting to know your players, right? Familiarize yourself. You haven't been.
Right.
So that's going on along with the fact that you're heading to Indianapolis and you'll be there the rest of this week, you know, for the combine to look at college prospects. So you're kind of doing a lot of things simultaneously, right? You got to get to know your guys here, but you're going to get to know new people, draft prospects, and offer opinions on maybe the Browns, what they would do with a quarterback or other positions.
Exactly. You're pulling apart last year. You're going through what we call scheme evaluation right now, and typically we do that all morning long, and then in the afternoons we kind of drill down, each coach by his position. Coordinator looks at smatterings of each position, both in free agency and in the draft. And then you'll meet on that as you go forward. You mentioned the combine. Really the first chance you get a chance to sit down and interact
right.
with a lot of these guys. You get to watch them in a big bowl kind of setting where even though there's not a lot, I hear they're having 250 fans that are going to be able
that's
to
new.
come into the combine. But NFL coaches and executives and people that are picking and pulling and trying to find out who this is that they're going to draft and pay a lot of money to. Is he as advertised?
Right.
What is he like personally? I mean, all those things are in an equation to try to figure out what that person's value is.
That's exciting, right? I mean, it's exciting to see some of these guys now up close and the names you hear, Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III and Ryan Tannehill. I mean, those are names that all of us keep hearing about as top quarterbacks. You must be as a coach.
Right, and if you follow college football like I did last year, you know, those are all the names that you saw, the marquee names. Now,
sure.
It's a whole different thing to finally be able to put your hands on their game tape and look at it and look for what you're looking for
sure.
in each one of those guys, whether it's an offensive lineman or a defensive back.
Okay, great stuff, and I look forward to spending some time with you as well as Indianapolis, and thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to having you on again.
Appreciate it, Vic. Thank you.
He is Brad Childress, the new offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.